Let's bring into the conversation here retired judge, former Bexar County District Attorney Steve Hilbig on our KTSA Window World Newsmaker line. Judge, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jack.
So, first of all, when you heard the 36 months, how did you understand or see that in comparison to the sentencing guidelines that we know were higher than that?
Well, I thought it was a light sentence, and so there's two ways of reading that. One is that that's what the judge thought it was, should be, and they often depart guidelines. But the second one is that in the redacted information that the special prosecutor gave, it may have convinced the judge to go below the guidelines. So in other words, the judge obviously saw information that the public hasn't seen, and that may have convinced him to go below those guidelines.
So I've heard some people say you could interpret this to mean he got a lighter sentence to reflect his cooperation with Mueller and the Southern District of Manhattan. But I've also heard people say with a lighter sentence, he now has less incentive going forward to be cooperative.
Well, what everybody's talking about is on the, it's called the Rule 35, and that once somebody is sentenced, if after that sentence they give substantial cooperation to the government can file a motion in the original sentencing court and say, hey, give him some more credit for that cooperation. I think Cohen gave everything he could prior to his original sentence. I don't think that a decent attorney would tell somebody, hold back, we'll hold some back in the hope that we can get a Rule 35. That's not a strategy that most people employ.
Is it harder for a lawyer to be on trial and go before a judge, and in the sense that he or she cannot say what a non-lawyer could plead or claim about not knowing or understanding that what they were doing was illegal?
Well, and that's why he's blaming Trump. And again, listeners have to remember that this whole campaign violation theory has not been tested in court. This is something that Cohen readily agreed to plead to say that he did all these things, to say that Trump was complicit in it. And he did so trying to get his sentence reduced on all the other crimes, tax evasion and everything else. So although I'm sure it's going to get played by some in the press today that this is horrible for the president, that it indicates that he's going down, nothing is further from the truth. None of the theories have been tested. And once again, there is a very plausible theory that President or then candidate Trump did this for personal reasons or for business reasons and not for campaign reasons.
We're talking with former Bexar County DA Steve Hilbig right now on KTSA. So I understand what you're saying about the idea that we don't yet know what the law is going to say about these being campaign contributions. But Trump is tweeting, the president is tweeting, hey, you're supposed to be able to trust the legal advice of a lawyer. You know, a lawyer is supposed to be, this is why we hire lawyers, so they know and they tell us what we can and cannot do. And so I keep coming back to the fact that Michael Cohen isn't just some guy who got caught up in this. He's a lawyer. I mean, that to me is a really salient fact in not only how he gets sentenced, but really in believing his testimony.
Well, yes, but again, it's going back to Trump is saying, hey, he told me that the payments were okay.
Yeah.
And that's what the Trump tweet is saying. So, again, it goes back to this issue of the believability of Cohen now saying, oh, no, I knew it was a crime, and Trump knew it was a crime when we did it, or that it was not necessarily a crime, but it was campaign money. The crime came after when it wasn't reported or and so forth. So, you know, it does come down to his credibility. And if I were a defense attorney handling Trump's case, of course, the obvious argument is you can't believe him because he's saying all these things because he's committed other crimes that there's no doubt about. And the only reason he's saying these things right now is because he was trying to get a lighter sentence for the other crimes.
Yeah. But I guess my question would be, take away the fame and the politics and the notoriety. If I hire a lawyer and I take his advice or he and I do something together that he tells me is routine and legal, and then it blows up on us, I'm going to be saying, look, he was the lawyer. He's the officer of the court, and I'm just some guy that didn't know anything about this stuff and hired him.
Right. And so, again, I think you and I are saying the same thing maybe across purposes here, but if the point is that Cohen deserved a harsher sentence for that, well, yeah, and so if I'm a lawyer and I'm leading somebody into criminal activity by giving them bad advice because that's what I think they want to hear, well, then obviously I have more moral culpability. But the defense is still there for the other side. And the question becomes how believable becomes that defense.
Right.
And if they're contemporaneous documents or anything that may have been produced, I mean, I'm sure there would have had to have been something like that that demonstrates that Cohen gave, you know, advice A, and now he's saying, oh, I never said that. Well, then his credibility is going to be destroyed.
But coming back to the first thing you said, it sounds to me like we really just can't tell just from this sentence how cooperative or valuable, if you will, he was to the prosecutors. We just don't really know.
Well, that's true, except I guess you had the Southern District where the income tax and the other crimes were prosecuted, saying that he deserves substantial time. You have Mueller not making a public comment about it, but once again, we don't know what was in the sentencing memo. And so it could lead, you know, if I had to be a betting man, maybe there's a 66% chance that there was something in the memo that convinced the judge to go lighter that was written by Mueller. But again, he is probably, he could be exaggerating the cooperation that Cohen gave in the memo to the judge in the hopes that solidifies Cohen. And we'll keep Cohen in line if there is a trial down the road. I kind of really doubt that there's going to be a trial down the road on this issue. I don't see it as a prosecutable case. As you and I talked the other day, yes, and a district attorney or a federal attorney could indict based on is there probable cause. There's probable cause because Cohen says so, but getting a conviction is going to be extremely difficult.
Steve Hilbig, appreciate your time on this morning. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Jack. Merry Christmas.